Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode.
Hey there, PeopleStack family. The topic of the week is evangelizing your excellence, also known as self-promotion, also known as selling yourself, selling your wins, selling the wins of your team. And on the last episode, we talked about really how you can get over the fear of evangelizing your excellence. Because one of the things that folks tell me a lot is like, yes, I want to evangelize my excellence, but help, I'm scared. So we started to dive into that. And what I want to do today is dive into it even more. Let's dive even deeper. Let's not just scratch the surface. We are not surface people here in the PeopleStack world. We definitely get to the depths. Like if you imagine your career or your life even as this huge glacier, you know, there's this huge glacier. And really what most people is they just scratch the surface of it and they don't really know what lies beneath. We're really getting to the depths of it to see how big that glacier is so that we can really understand it more, because it's not good, bad, or otherwise. It's just really about understanding and getting that clarity around it. So today I want to talk about a belief that many people have or had. I myself had this belief for a very, very long time. And this is a belief that can absolutely get in the way of upgrading your technical career. It's going to get in the way of you stepping into your superpowers as a leader and being able to create and have the kind of impact that you have the potential to. It's going to stop you from doing that. And what that belief is, it can take on many different forms, but the belief is essentially selling is evil. Sales are evil. Selling yourself, selling anything is completely selfish. It's moving to the dark side. Like if you sell, you know, the dark side of the force has taken you over. And you are giving into, the dark side. So selling is evil. So therefore self-promotion must also be evil, right? Because self-promotion is a form of selling. And the question is that true? Is it really true that sales and self-promotion are evil? And selfish and icky and slimy. And then everyone who sells or tries to sell or promotes or tries to promote something is inherently evil and icky and slimy and selfish. Is that really true? And the answer is both can be true. I'm not going to try to argue that everyone who sells and self-promotes does it from a place of compassion and selflessness. There are definitely people out there who, either because they don't know a better way or because there are some evil bones in their body, that they are selling a place from being evil and being selfish, and it's all just about them and it's all just driven by ego. There are definitely people out there that do that, and you may know some of them, and you may actually just check in with yourself and say, oh, wow, you know what? There's been times when I've done that, and that's probably why it felt so, you know, like, nasty to me, because I was really just trying to sell this thing or sell myself or sell this idea, And it was completely selfish. It was completely 100% driven by ego. And you can look at it and you can say, okay, I did that. And you can forgive yourself for it. Because we all do that from time to time. And because, again, we may not know a better way. And sometimes it's just like, it just happens. And we say things that we don't mean. And it's okay. It really is okay. And when you're able to forgive yourself and see in yourself these kinds of tendencies to like be driven by ego and to just self-promote for the purpose of 100% for you, it doesn't have to do with anybody else. It's all about me, me, me. The world revolves around me. We all go there sometimes. And so if you're able to forgive yourself, then that opens up the space for you to be able to forgive others as well. Because we're all on this journey together. We all make those mistakes and we all deserve forgiveness and we all deserve love in the process. So is it true that sales are evil? Well, you can certainly make the arguments that selling is evil. But you could also make a very reasoned, rational, intelligent, heart-driven argument that selling is good. Selling means influencing. Selling means helping other people. To sell is divine. Because there are people out there right now, other tech managers, other people in tech, other, you know, people who want to be led by you and want your leadership skills. They want your unique skill set. They want your values. And they are looking for you right now. And that may be your team, that they're waiting for you to step up and do it. They're hoping, they're praying that you will step up and be that superhero leader. But how are they going to know if you don't influence them? How are you going to step into that leadership power without influencing, without selling, without self-promotion, self-promoting, without evangelizing your excellence and evangelizing their excellence? To sell is divine. To sell is good. To sell is full of integrity. To sell is full of compassion. Because really what we're doing is we're influencing. That's the bigger umbrella here, right? So the bigger umbrella that all leaders are responsible for doing is influencing others. Selling is one form of that. Self-promotion is another form of that. And so the power here is that you get to choose which truth you want to grasp onto and which truth you want to just throw away. Which truth do you want to condition and make a part of your consciousness and make a part of your psyche and make a part of who you are as a leader? And which truth do you want to say, I'm done with that. I'm going to rip that weed out. And I am not going to water that weed anymore because it's not helping me. It's not serving me to my goal, to my mission, to my purpose of upgrading my technical career, of making more of an impact, of earning $200K a year, of doing that while loving and caring for everyone who I love, want to love and care for and give the gift of freedom to my team and to my family and to all of my loved ones. You get to choose which truth. So the two truths to choose from here are selling is evil or selling is good. Selling is divine. Selling is what I want to do, is what I get to do as a leader. Because when you really start to take a look at it, if you were to continue to condition and feed that belief that selling is evil, where is it going to get you? It's going to get you to a place where you're not going to sell, where you're not at all comfortable selling yourself, your ideas, or other people, your team, team's ideas. And it's going to get you to a place where you're not going to get recognized. It's going to get you to a place where your team is not going to get recognized because you're not selling, because you've made it a part of your identity that I don't sell. This is evil. I'm not evil, so therefore I don't sell. I don't do that. And so therefore you're never going to get recognized, and neither are the people around you as well. And the dominoes just start to fall toward, you know, down this bottomless pit of continuing to not get recognized, continuing to not get paid what you're worth, continuing to see other people, possibly with less experience than you, less skill set than you, continuing to see those other people get promoted ahead of you, continuing to be on the job market but to no avail, not getting any offers, or if you get offers, it's for jobs where you'd be settling, continuing to settle for mediocre in your career and in your life. Because selling is evil, I don't do that. That's where it's going to lead. I can guarantee you that. Because selling, and more broadly, inspiring and influencing, it is a necessary behavior of the best leaders. It's just, that's just the truth. And so if you continue to believe that selling is evil, you are not going to sell, and you are not going to get recognized, and you are not going to upgrade your career. You're not going to get to live your dream. But on the other side of it, if you take on a new belief that selling is good, selling is divine, I sell because I care. I'm helping others. I am someone who helps others. I am a leader who is in service to others. That's who I am. And because of that, I influence, because I want what's best for others. And the way to get what's best for others is to influence and to get even more people on our side, to get even access to more resources for myself and for others, so that we can continue to rise above, so we can continue to that next level, so that you can finally get paid what you're worth, finally get more than a 10% raise, get that 20%, 30% raise, so you can finally break out of the 100K a year zone and move into the 200K a year zone and beyond. So you can finally break out of middle management and move up to that next level of being senior manager, director, VP, C-level, a seat at the table, strategic influence, getting out of the tactical weeds, finally speaking the language that senior leaders speak. And guess what? That is the language of inspiration. That is the language of influence. That is how the best leaders, that's who they are. That's what they do. They inspire. They sell. Make no mistake about it. So there's no way that you're going to get there with a belief that selling is evil. We get back in life who we are. It's a reflection of our identity. And so if your identity is someone who thinks that selling is evil, I don't want to sell, I don't want to inspire, I don't want to influence, great. Just don't expect to land a job in senior leadership, to land a position in senior leadership. And you have to feel it and make it part of your identity first. I love selling. I love inspiring. I love influencing. Bring it on. And so that's what's possible for you, simply by choosing a belief that empowers you and gets you to where you want to go. And this is an ongoing journey. And this is it's going to be a journey where there will be many, many challenges along the way. This is not a journey for beginners. This is not a journey where, you know, so I kind of misspoke there. So if you're a beginner, that's fine, right? But it's not a journey if you want to just stay a beginner, right? So if you just want to stay in beginner land and beginner zone and play on easy level, that's fine. But if you really want to master the leadership game and you really want to master the career upgrading game, I'll say it right again. If you want to master the career upgrading game, there we go. There will be challenges. I promise you, there will be challenges along the way. And some of you are already on that battle and on that path. And so if you want help along, either starting off on that path so that you can start off on the right foot, or maybe you're already on that path and you're like, oh God, I know exactly what you're talking about. I need some help. It's time to book a call with us. thepeoplestack.com/book. We're here to help you get unstuck from wherever it is that you're stuck in your tech career right now. Whether it's you've been stuck in the same position for 5, 10, 15 years and you can't get out. You've been stuck at the same salary level. You've been stuck at the same company. You've been stuck at the same location. You've been stuck in the same mindset and the same identity as a leader and you can't get out of it. Wherever it is that you're stuck as a leader, we can help you get unstuck from that and start giving you that forward momentum toward wherever it is that you want to go as a technical leader. And we'll be there for you to make sure that you have everything that you need to get toward mastery and to have that consistency. Because look, it's not just a matter of saying, okay, I'm going to get rid of that belief that selling is evil, and I'm going to take on a new belief that selling is awesome and I love it. That's not enough. Yes, that's the first step on a million-step journey. And you could go on that journey on your own if you'd like. That's fine. That's an option to you. Again, you get to choose. But you're listening right now. You're watching right now because you're somebody who wants mastery. You're someone who wants the best information, structures, strategies, systems, support, the proven systems that will help you as a technical leader upgrade your technical career. That's why you're listening right now. So if that's why you're listening and that's what you want, it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. We'll talk about where you're stuck right now in your career. We'll talk about where you're stuck in your beliefs, at work, at your salary level, in terms of whatever it is that you is not working for you in your career right now. We'll get absolutely clear on that. And we're also going to get absolutely clear where you want this journey to take you. What is your dream career? We'll get absolutely clear on that. And if we're 100% confident that we're the experts to help you walk that journey so that you can every day fight those challenges with consistency and strength and confidence, if we're 100% confident that we're the ones that are going to help you get there, then we'll talk about what that help would look like. But what you're going to walk away from in this call, what you're going to walk away from the call with, is you're going to have massive clarity. You're going to have massive, it's going to feel massively valuable because it's going to open up new possibilities for you in your tech career that you have not seen before. Because that's what we do. That's what we live and breathe. We live and breathe in the possibilities for you. So we can show them to you. So we could show you that new perspective that you have not seen before. That's what we're experts in. In addition to being experts in crafting and building and iterating the systems and the strategies that are going to be necessary so that you can build your tech career and really upgrade it in a way that you want to. So it's time to book that call, thepeoplestack.com/book. So that's it for the day, folks. The take home that I will extract from you, although I encourage you to extract your own take homes from today's episode. But the one take home that I want to impress upon you is, you know, of course, choose your beliefs wisely. Make sure you're choosing the beliefs, whether it's around sales or self-promotion or marketing yourself or what it means to be a technical leader, what's possible in terms of your correct tech career. Choose your beliefs wisely because they shape your actions. And your actions determine your results. So if you choose disempowering beliefs, beliefs that are going to hold you back, like selling is evil, your actions will follow from that, and so will your results, and you will not get the results that you want. So really check in on your beliefs, particularly around selling and self-promotion, because those are some of the biggest ones that we've found that are holding our clients back from really reaching their true potential. And that's what we want for all of you. We want you all to be able to tap into your true potential as technical leaders, as committed, intelligent, inspired technical leaders who are going to change the world. And you can do that. You can choose to. So that's it for the day, folks. Talk to you again on the next episode.
And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO slash husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.